Outward Outlaws lost their inaugural Surrey Slam semi-final against eventual winners Spencer Spitfires. Spitfires 1-2-4 for 8, Outlaws 109 for 7, Louis Russell Watts 53 not out, and thereby Outward narrowly missed an historic treble, as otherwise it's celebrations all the way. With one match to play, Outward firsts are promoted as champions of Kent Village League Division 2, following their home game, Outward 2-6-1 for 5, Ashley Middleton 95, Loxbottom 2-2-3 for 8, Outward 1 by 38 runs, and the twos are promoted from Division 7 and are top this week, needing 4 points at the weekend to be champions. Versus Pembury away, Outward 2's 2-5-6 for 7, Paul Howard 87, John Hall 81, Pembury 81 all out, Drew Tunstall 4 for 20, and Jeremy Charlesworth 4 overs, 2 maidens, 5-4-2, Outward 1 by 175 runs. Reigate Priory lost their winner-takes-all clash with Weybridge at the top of the Surrey Premiership, with the visitors selecting England Test cricketer Tom Curran to bolster their firepower, although he made no material contribution to the result. The Llamas were hustled out for just 119, and in spite of losing early wickets, Weybridge got the runs for a 5-wickets win, which, barring miracles, secures them as champions, with the Llamas, who've won just once in August, consigned to second after making the running all season. In the Sussex Premiership, Roffey pretty much sealed the championship by overwhelming second-placed Eastbourne. Roffey 3-2-1 for 6, Gibran Khan 1-1-6, Eastbourne 2-0-5, Rohit Jagota 4-30. East Grinstead returned to winning ways and moved up to 5th with an outside chance of finishing 3rd after next Saturday. Grinstead 3-0-6 for 7, Will Adkin 1-30, Finn Hudson-Prentice 88, Brighton and Hove 2-5-1 having been 1-9-8 for 4, Lee Granger 6-4-26 inside 6 overs. Highfield are effectively already relegated, bowled out for 124 by Cookfield, who won by 7 wickets. In Sussex Division 2, Three Bridges won and Mayfield lost, so Bridges are in touching distance of promotion as champions. Anstey 170, Michael Rose 4 for 34, Bridges 172 for 2, Valid Gowrie 109 not out. In Division 3 East, Crawley Eagles racked up 296 for 8 with a real team effort and beat Hastings 2s by 151 runs, but they'll still only finish 4th. And in West Division 4, Crawley lost to Broadwater by 117 runs, but should finish 5th. A good effort after their dreadful early season. We only have the bare scores again from Merstham this week. The firsts lost by just 1 wicket. Merstham 184, and by that narrowest of margins. Chertsey 185 for 9. With one game to go, Merstham settle for a mid-table finish in Surrey Championship Division 5. Hawley firsts lost agonisingly 2 by 4 wickets in a last ball thriller to Sheen Park. They'll have to settle for a mid-table finish in Fuller's Division 1. 62 from Richard Waddington, 69 from Sam Renfrew were the main contributions to Hawley's imposing 2-5-7 for 6 in their 45 overs, but Sheen's Atterbutt, 99, and Luke Ashbury, 70, laid the foundations for a thrilling chase, and in spite of 2 late wickets for Sam Renfrew, Sheen got over the line off the very last ball. Newdigate's woes continue. They lost a desperately close match to Highflyers Long Ditton, who were bowled out for 176. Andrew Keel took 5 for 30. Then in reply, Matt Deeds and Lewis Davis laid a decent foundation, but Newdigate's man of the match, Andrew Keel, 39, kept losing partners until skipper Alan Cooper's 21 not out. Keel was caught, last man Harry Ellis was bowled. Newdigate were all out 1-7-1-6 short in the penultimate over to sit second from bottom, just 4 points behind Whiteley Village with one game to go. That game is against Hampton Hill and they are second in the league. Newdigate 2s were in second place prior to their clash with Long Ditton. Both teams neck and neck. Ditton amassed a formidable 2-9-1. Fiona Keel keeping it in the family by taking 3-4-73. There was little chance for Newdigate, and bar Dave Wrightson and Will Rowland, no one reached double figures. So Long Ditton now have 1-7-4 points and Newdigate 1-6-9 with one match to go. That's second and third place. And at Newdigate on a filthy, wet bank holiday Sunday, the ladies' Prosecco softball cricket competition went ahead. On cue at 11 a.m, the rain started falling and the wind picked up. Later, it took out the marquees, but the day was played out. Newdigate girls beat Effingham, Lion Newdigate mums beat the Prosecco princesses, and with the rain beating down and the temperature dropping, there was a second round. Newdigate girls became champions by beating Lion Newdigate mums. Effingham beat the Prosecco princesses. Numb and soaking all with withdrew to the pavilion for warm drinks, a fabulous traditional tea and copious draughts of Prosecco. If you'd like your final week's results and reports on Susie 103.4, email me, david.jay, spelt J-A-Y, at susieradio.com.